Again, let's review Sukkah Daf Dalet. The entire Daf Dalet is about sukkahs that are either too tall or too short, and we try to fix it by making adjustments either to raise the ground or to lower the ground in the case that the sukkah is too short. So we start off by talking about a sukkah that was gavoa me'asr mamah, and you want to raise the ground level. So if you use karmuk sasos, use nice cushions to raise the ground level, that does not work. Ve'afal gav debatlinu l'kulu, even though you're mevatalit for the entire 7 days of Sukkot, it's still irrelevant. Batla daito etzel kaladam. Normal people are not mevatel nice fancy cushions, and therefore the fact that you personally were mevatelit is irrelevant. What if you are mevatelit with? What if you put on the ground teven and you're mevatelit? So that would work. What about dirt? Certainly it would work. Not only that, teven that you have no intention of removing, but you were never actively mevatel, or afar that you did, that it's just placed there stam without any explicit intention, is a machlokas whether it's considered to be batel and in addition to the floor of the sukkah, or do we consider it to be something that's external to the sukkah and the sukkah remains pasul. The Gemara then discusses, what if the sukkah is more than 20 amos tall, but hutzin or yardin betochav, you have branches that reach down within 20 amos. So if those branches alone are sufficiently thick to provide more shade than there would be sunlight if only those branches existed, then the sukkah is kosher. Otherwise, the sukkah is pasul. The Abaye was tempted to say that the same would be true if you have a sukkah that's exactly 10 tefachim tall and there are branches that dip within the 10 tefachim, that if those branches were enough to provide more shade than sunlight, the sukkah would be pasul, because then it's under 10 tefachim, but otherwise the sukkah would be kosher. Rav, however, corrected him and says, no, in any event, the sukkah is going to be pasul over there, because it is a dira srucha. It is a very uncomfortable way to live when you have branches sticking into your head. And therefore, that is considered a dira srucha in regardless of the thickness of the branches, and it's going to be pasul. What about if you build a platform in your sukkah? So if you have a three-wall sukkah and you build a platform across the back wall that goes all the way across and is surrounded by three walls, so then it's going to be kosher. What if you build a platform on one side, along one side wall? So if it's within, the edge of that platform is within 4 amos of the other side wall, we apply the concept called dofen akuma, we bend the other side wall, and therefore the sukkah is going to be kosher. We also apply dofen akuma in a different case. If, let's say, the middle of your roof caves in your house, and you cover that with schach, but along the edges you still have your regular roofing, so as long as that regular roofing is less than 4 amos across, that's going to be dofen akuma. We're going to be allowed to use the walls of the home to apply to that schach and make it a kosher sukkah. Not only that, the Gemara applies dofen akuma in another case. If you have a tall sukkah and you build a platform, not along one of the side walls, but right in the middle of the sukkah, we apply dofen akuma across all four walls, or all three walls as the case may be, as long as they're within four tefachim of each other. The Gemara then talks about, what if you have a sukkah that's not too tall, but it's too short? It's p'chusa me'asara tefachim. So what do you want to do? You want to dig into the ground to be mashlim the full height of 10 tefachim. So then the halacha is that if the edge of where you dug is within 3 tefachim of the walls that are above ground, it is kosher. But if it's 3 tefachim or more, then it is going to be pasul. The reason that the requirement is 3 tefachim and not the more liberal 4 amos that we have by dofen akuma is because in the case of dofen akuma you already have a wall, it's just a question that the wall is in the wrong place. Whereas over here, we're trying to create a wall. So there needs to be some consistency in some continuity in order to be able to create a wall. The Gemara then quotes a machlokas, whether it's necessary to have mechitzos hanikaros. Can we rely on good asik mechitzta, the fact that the walls, we imagine that the walls continue straight up for the walls of a sukkah? That is the subject of a machlokas. The Gemara then discusses, if a person takes 4 poles and sticks it in the ground and then puts schach on top of it, so there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yaakov holds its kasher, the Chachamim holds its pasul. But we have a further machlokas amoraim, what the circumstances of that machlokas tanaim is. Is that machlokas tanaim only when the 4 poles are put on the edges of a rooftop so that we could view those side walls of the building as if they're continuing to go straight up? Or is the machlokas even in a case where the four poles are put in the middle of a roof or on the ground level, where there are no side walls of a building that we're counting on, and we would still view it as and we may still view it as a kashra sukkah according to Rabbi Yaakov. The Gemara seems to conclude that even when it's not on a rooftop, even if it's in the middle of the rooftop or on the ground, that the machlokas would still apply. The Gemara then tells us the last thing in the daf: if a person sticks four poles in the ground and he puts schach on top of it, the minimum size of each of those poles in order to make a kashrus sukkah is that it has to be large enough that you would be able to hollow out an area of one tefach by one tefach facing in both directions.